The speakers range from Phil McLaughlin, a Democrat who served as New Hampshire's Attorney General, to Concord businessman and current RNC member Steve Dupree. Democratic State Rep Marjorie Smith of Durham spoke last, and the former chair of the House Finance Committee took aim at a central argument of Governor Hassan and Democrats who backed the casino, that the $80 million included in the governor's budget from a casino license is essential to preserving funding for education and social programs.
The thought that there would be $80 million that could fund the programs that you care about, or for some of you, the programs you don't care about, it's great advertising, but it's not fact.
Governor Hassan has defended including the license fees in her state budget repeatedly and recently suggested the $80 million figure might actually be low and that a casino license might be worth closer to $100 million. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.